Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, 96. This is your host, Robert Hart. We're back with 96 Live, and we're broadcasting live inside the visitor center at the moment. And we're going to step outside. We're having our big townwide yard sale today, which is from 7 till 1. And I've already made a round, and I have a video that's up on the town Facebook page, the Mill Village Facebook page. Like I said, we're having a 96 townwide yard sale. This is May 7, 2016. It's going from 7 till 1. And we have food, lines, brooms, crafts, merchant sidewalk sales, garden items, baked goods, miscellaneous items, antiques, collectibles, jewelry, and lots more. And before we do start talking to the vendors, though, just want to give you a quick wrap-up of what's going on in the area. Just the kickoff of our big festival season, which will go through until Labor Day. Inside the visitor center, the primary school is having their annual art exhibit. And there's lots of great artists by a lot of very talented children. We have cast in the pictures of the world, different buildings and airplanes and so on, hearts, flowers, turtles, different scary-looking masks, fall leaves, shifts, chickens, whole bunch of stuff. It's really some great artwork, like I said, by some very talented children. Caterpillars, I see a tiger. A few more boats, fish, butterflies, lollipops, and so on. And like I said, we're having the kickoff of our festival season, and it's in full swing already starting today. Now, in addition to our yard sale today, we're also having the National Park Fishing Rodeo out at Star Fork Pond, which is on Highway 248. And the fishing rodeo at Star Fork Pond on Highway 248 is a free family event, so you can come on out and enjoy that today also. Now, next weekend will be the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, where letter carriers will pick up your non-perishable items. So please leave a bag of non-perishable items out by your mailbox, and they'll pick it up and help take care of the some of the folks that are less fortunate in our area. And also we have on the 21st of May will be the 96 Chamber First Annual Mother-Son Fishing Tournament. Weigh-in will be in at 2 p.m. The cost is mother and up to two sons, $20. Each additional son, $5. A bag, lunch, and drink is included. There are limited spaces, so please make a reservation by the 13th of May. And for more information, you can contact Stacy Jergens at 864-993-2293 between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Also, after that, we will be having the, May the 14th, 15th, we're having the Heritage Trail Pottery Tour and Sale. That's always a great event. You can go out and find a lot of goods out there, too. Also, we're going to have the Ware Shoals Catfish Festival. That'll be 27th to 28th. And also, I forgot the 21st of May. Like I said, there's a lot of events going on. 21st of May out at the Star Fork. There'll be another Living History Day with the theme will be children living and playing in the 1700s. And that's out on Star Fork on Highway 246 and 96. And also, coinciding that day, they'll be having the Bird BioBlitz, which is a free national bird watching study to include field specialists and volunteers. So, I said, that'll be another free family event. You can bring the family out and enjoy themselves. And now, getting ready to head back outside to the like I said, we're having a townwide yard sale. It'll be 80 degrees today, light breeze, no clouds in the sky, and they have a ton of stuff out here. We already made our rounds about an hour ago. And we found a lot of great items.
found some people to talk to, and we're going to head back out right now and find out what's going on. How are you doing today?
Good.
All right. What do you have out here today?
We got the brooms and the 96 lines and everything. We're doing the broom thing.
Okay.
This one is time that we kind of push for the lines and everything. And we set up.
Every yard in America.
Okay, can you tell us what the Lions Club does besides sell brooms?
Oh, we help out with kids for sight blind. We do also nothing new. They're doing the spot camera now. It's been going on for the last couple of years.
Okay.
They go into the schools and they actually remember these child and take a picture real quick and tell them whether they need glasses and stuff like that.
Okay.
And check their sight vision.
Okay.
And also do that. Children and aging some older people. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much. All right. We're going to continue working our way through the crowd. People are, let's see if we can find out a bit more. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Can you tell us what we have out here today?
I have handmade jewelry and cloth crosses made out of barnwood.
Okay.
And everything's on sale.
All right. There you go. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I think I found another volunteer to say a few words. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay.
Great day for this, I'm telling you.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, yes. Got me some jewelry here.
All right.
Got some good sales. Get you over to the plant.
Where's your better half?
He can't talk much, so he's over somewhere in the golf cart.
Oh, he's in the golf cart.
Yeah,
okay.
I think he's sitting much on it.
Good. I think I'll go make him famous.
There you go. Make him famous.
All right. Thank you. See you later. I think I found the broom man.
Yes, I'm the broom man.
Okay.
I have a plan.
All right.
It hasn't worked so far.
Okay.
I'm going to keep on trying.
There you go. That way you can't fail, as long as you don't give up.
That's right.
Okay.
I'll never give up.
There you go. Can you tell us a bit about the Lions Club?
The Lions Club. Yes, the Lions Club is a very good civic organization. You want to elaborate a little bit?
We help people that need glasses. We serve the community in any way that is needed. We just did a spring cleanup with the Mill Village community. We're doing our annual barbecue place in June. And we help students that need glasses. We're involved in the spot camera throughout the school district.
Okay.
Providing eye exams for the children and then referring them.
Okay.
So we're very busy.
All right.
And I'm always looking for new active members.
Okay. Keep up good work.
Thank you
very much. All right. We're going to go down here and talk to a few more of the vendors. I think they're just about set up now. Came through about an hour ago, but they were... it's a bit crazy down here, but it looks like they're settled in, have their tents and everything set up. And now we're going to walk around, see if we can get a few words about what they're selling out here today. And see what's going on. How's everybody today?
$2 per cup, $5 per quart, $8 per gallon.
Thanks very much. How are you today? All right. And they're selling hot dogs, chips, drinks, and peanuts out here at this stand. But could you tell us what you're doing today out here? It's radio. It's radio. I'm trying to help sell you some hot dogs. Okay. All right, we'll move on. No volunteers here, so we keep on going. Okay, actually, I'm doing a broadcast trying to get people to come out So could you tell us what you have out here today?
We have hot dogs and treats and chips and cake items. We have the Danny Desert flavoring and boiled peanuts. We have three ministries out here being represented for the 96th Pentecostal Baptist Church.
Okay, which ministries are you?
It's the Sold Out Kids and the Mime and the Women's Ministry.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. And we're going to keep working our way around and see what else we can find. How are you doing today? All right. Can you tell us what you have for sale out here? And we're still working our way through the crowd. Hello. And most of the vendors are pretty much settled in here now. So we're going to work our way all the way around. Stick with us. We're going to be going for about another 20 minutes. We have quite a few people to talk to. Yeah, I said they have a great assortment, so everything under the sun is out here today. This might be interesting. How are you doing today? All right. Would you like to tell us what you have out here today?
Well, I got looks at everybody. Children's clothes, baby clothes.
Have some. Okay.
Got a wheelchair. Got a walker, 40 built. Got a couple baby clothes.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. All right. And we're still working our way around. How are you doing this morning? Okay. Now, I'm going to call your bluff. All right. You're here at the Townwide Yard Sale. Okay. Are you enjoying yourself? See anything you like?
I did. I've already bought something. And they're waiting on me.
There you go. Okay. I'll spend that money. That's what they like. Y'all have a good day. The other end of the square in a moment. See what they have out here. How you doing today? All right. What do you have for sale today? Okay. Well, this is radio. You got to tell the people what you have. They can't see it.
Jacket,
no, don't do that. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Well, we're going to keep working our way around. They have a wide assortment of stuff out here today. Beautiful day. It's going to be 80 degrees, not one cloud in the sky. We've got a good crowd out here. And going to swing around, see what else you can find on the other side of the square. There's 100 and something vendors out here today. Now, there will also be people, as you go through town, people having yard sales at their houses. How are you doing this morning? All right, can you tell us what you have on sale here today?
Yeah, we have
Okay. It looks very nice. Okay. All right, thank you. So they have handmade costume jewelry, clothing, handbags, leather jackets. No, it's on radio. Okay. How you doing? Yeah. Can you tell us what you have out here today? Can you tell us what you have out here today?
We have a variety. We have clothing, we have home goods, we have wall hanging, we have dishes. Variety.
Okay.
Something for everyone.
There you go. All right, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
All right. I'll see you later. And hello. I'll be back. But tell the folks what you got out here. We're on radio now.
Perfect.
No, that was video. This is radio. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, just by yourself.
I am representing the
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And a fast motorcycle.
And a fast.
Okay.
Yep. Looks like it's going to be a good day. I'll be back.
Okay.
No problem. So we got about 5 more minutes. We're going to try to swing around to the other side and talk with a few more people, find out what they have to sell. And this guy keeps trying to get away from it, but he's not fast enough. He should know by now he can't get away from it. All right, got about 5 more minutes. We're going to swing over the other side of the square, see if we can get someone to say a few words real quick. Okay, how y'all doing today? All right, can you tell us what we have out here today?
We have donuts, Krispy Kreme donuts for $6 a dozen. We also have a raffle ticket for our Yeti that includes that cooler and those 2 cups there, and it's $2 a ticket. Our drawing will be held not this Monday, but next Monday the 16th.
Okay.
We have snow cones for $1, and we also have boiled peanuts for $3.
All right.
And it's all benefit the 96 High School Marching Band.
And
there.
That is.
Oh, yeah, you can't forget that.
That's now. Right. Big Jim, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
They got a big yard sale up at the old high school.
Okay.
In the practice parking lot and a car wash.
Boy, you guys are busy.
Yes,
I hear you. Well, you got a beautiful day for it.
Yes, we do, sir.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very
much.
Okay. See how much more time we had before we get cut off. Now, we have a guy out here with some fishing poles today. Quite a few. And, well, we'll work our way back across the street here. We're going to have about 2 or 3 minutes before we have to go off the air. Someone else real quick. Like I said, located in the center of town, Highway 248 and 34. It's a beautiful spring day, not a cloud in the sky, light breeze. Absolutely perfect day. It's a free family event, so just come on out and enjoy it. They had lots of great food, lots of great items to buy. Learned a little bit about the history of the town. Come out and hang out with your neighbors. Have a bit of fun. And see, he's still on duty. And, hello, I'm back again. Could you tell us what you have right now?
What I have?
Yes.
Yes, you can. We just had a coconut pie, a variety of cookies, coconut, white chocolate macadamia, pecan brittle, red velvet cupcake, lemon pound cake, orange crust pound cake, cream cheese pound cake.
And could you tell us a bit about the cookbook?
The cookbook is Bethlehem Baptist Church Missionary. We are doing a 4th edition. The cookbooks are $23, and the cookbooks are in honor of our pastor, who just retired 41 years of service.
Okay.
And we have cookbooks for several years, and we wanted to do one on the camera cast over around 900 recipes.
Wow. Okay.
And there's some delicious recipes, even if you don't know how to cook. And I was not a baker cooker.
Okay.
But wow, the use of this cookbook.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. I think I'm running out of time, so we'll wrap it up. This is your host, Robert Hart, 96 Live. 96 townwide yard sale in the center of town by the town clock, the water fountain, or the gazebo, or the depot. That's how you can find us. Intersection of Highway 34 and 248. And it'll be out here from 7 to 1 today, May 7th. So you come on down and find something if you like. And if you find something you like to take home, or there's lots of great food, so just come down and enjoy yourself. I'm your host, Robert Hart, and I'm signing off for now. Bye-bye.